From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Rescuers are standing by as holes are being drilled into the West Virginia mountain where an explosion killed 25 miners on Monday. The aim is to release dangerous gases in the underground shaft so that crews can go back inside to search for the four workers still missing. Federal Mine Safety Director Joe Main says everything is being done to get to the miners.
I think everybody's seen that we've all thrown everything at this rescue effort. And it's been one of the fastest moving rescue efforts, I think, that we've been able to undertake in modern time in this country.
It's not known whether the missing workers are still alive. The minutes of the Federal Reserve's policy meeting in March confirm what the central bank has been saying for months, that it will not boost interest rates as long as inflation is not a concern. Danielle Carson has details.
The Fed sees an economy that's chugging along, but not enough to justify raising interest rates. Inflation isn't a concern. Analysts expect the Consumer Price Index, the government's key inflation indicator, to be low for the next few months. Brian Bethune, chief U.S. economist with IHS Global Insight, says the Fed is trying to make sense of a mixed bag of indicators.
Housing is still weak. We're starting to see modest improvements in automotive. Where we are seeing a pickup in momentum is more in the overseas markets. So that's clearly positive for the U.S. economy.
Business investment is also picking up steam, while personal income growth remains weak. The minutes show the Fed's optimism is also tempered by the growing number of foreclosures in the housing market and unemployment. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
It's been a day of political unrest in a town of Kyrgyzstan on the eve of planned protests in the country against President Kermanbek Bakiyev. The BBC's Rayan Dimitri says angry crowds in the town of Talas occupied a regional government headquarters at one point and clashed with riot police.
Witnesses say that some people were injured, including riot police, who the protesters attacked with stones and petrol bombs. A police car was reportedly set on fire. An opposition activist at the scene said that the situation was chaotic and no one seemed to be in control of the crowd. Meanwhile, the Kyrgyz authorities have arrested several opposition leaders. A crowd of several hundred people reportedly gathered outside of home of another opposition leader in the capital, Bishkek, in an attempt to stop the authorities from arresting him.
The BBC's Rayan Dimitri reporting. Almost a quarter of unemployed Americans haven't worked in over a year, and not since World War II have so many Americans been out of work for so long. A report by the Pew Center for Charitable Trusts indicates that people over 55 make up only a small number of the unemployed, but that it will take almost a third of them a year longer to find a job. This is NPR News. The state of Oklahoma is mourning the loss of Wilma Mankiller, the first woman to be chief of the Cherokee tribe. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross has a report.
Wilma Mankiller died early Tuesday morning after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry says Mankiller was a friend and a mentor, but she meant so much more to the people of her tribe and the state.
Visionary leader who overcame incredible obstacles, and I think is an inspiration to every American, and she will be sorely, sorely missed.
One of the first women to ever lead a Native American tribe, Mankiller was chief from 1985 to 1995 and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1998. She was 64 years old. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says there is no tsunami threat after a magnitude 7.7 earthquake off Indonesia's Sumatra Island. A local tsunami watch was briefly issued for the country's northwest coast. Tuesday's quake was centered about 127 miles north of Sibolga. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. In 2004, a magnitude 9.1 quake off Sumatra's Aceh province triggered a tsunami that killed more than 226,000 people in countries around the Indian Ocean. The Connecticut Huskies beat the Stanford Cardinal 53-47 to win its second straight NCAA women's basketball title. Maya Moore scored 23 points to help Connecticut rally from behind in the second half. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.